What's going on, guys? This is your boy Mike Smith, aka Flex Up Mike, and you're now listening to Flex Your Thoughts, where we focus on the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. It's been almost 8 weeks since we did an actual podcast, and first and foremost, I would like to apologize. At one point, I did say I was going to try to do this every single week, but you know, with life, you get a little bit busy, and you know, often you have to make sure you put your priorities in order. You know, not necessarily saying that this podcast isn't a priority, however, you know, just had to take care of some things of that we'll actually talk about momentarily. So hope you guys are all doing well. We are in August, and it is the 13th of August, and we are actually 6 days from my birthday. Believe it or not, I'll be turning 34 this year. So next podcast, I'll be going over 34 tips on life reflection and what I've learned so far in life and how I've been able to apply it and how you guys can apply it as well. But let me just give you guys an update what's been going on. As far as the business, you know, it's been steady. Ups and downs like any other business. But we're just at a point where we're just trying to find our hue, per se, our niche, whatever it helps us sticks out from the crowd. You know, that's what we're really trying to narrow down and really focus on. So myself and Neil, you know, we have lives outside of Flex Up, and that does give us the utmost importance, but that doesn't mean that we can't focus on it. So the business is still going strong. We haven't posted anything on our social media in a while, but you know, we talk about Flex Up every day and what's the next steps going to be with Flex Up. So please be on the lookout for Flex Up. We've had a pretty trying summer so far trying to get a nonprofit going, but I'll leave that there, because once the actual business goes through, I'll give you more details on what the actual company is and, you know, what we're trying to develop and go from there. As for myself, my knees are actually, I would say, probably 90%. There's at one point where they were just excruciating, going up and down and just walking sideways, sitting down. No matter what I did, they were just excruciating. And then for some reason this week, they actually started feeling really good. So I know I told you guys that I'm going to try to do a vertical on my birthday, but you know, I'm going to wait a little bit. I'm going to wait probably September 1. I'll try it. And hopefully, you know, I don't break anything. So everything's going good with that. Career-wise, we are getting close to elevation, you know. I don't want to give too much detail yet, but, you know, as you guys know, that my main field is in IT. And my side hustle is fitness, and my passion is poker. But hopefully pretty soon, you know, we are just studying and just connecting the dots and meeting, you know, the right people. And once the opportunity comes to elevate, then I'll, you know, share with you guys about, you know, what's going on with that. You know, fitness-wise, I'm feeling actually pretty good. This month, I've decided to eat no meat. I don't think that excludes seafood, but as far as any type of chicken or cow or lamb or turkey or anything like that, I haven't been eating that. It's been eating a lot of grains, drinking a lot of water, eating a lot of nuts and seeds, fruits. I'm actually feeling pretty good. I'm at a different phase in my workout training. What I'm going to start doing now is going to start the day off with just some body weight training, and then from there go to weight training. So the training is going to be a little bit long, But we're going to make sure we're going to make it happen. So everything's going good on that. Mentally, you know, I've been, you know, like with anybody, you know, you go through ups and downs. You know, I feel mentally strong. But I feel I'm at a point where I'm about to break through. So just staying positive. You can't let what's like your outside and what's like going on outside, I guess, out of your control, like it really affects you. You just gotta keep your head up and just keep moving forward. So mentally, I'm feeling pretty good. Financially, you know, we're getting there. You know, having a map, you know, really actually helps out, you know, but you just gotta stay focused on the map. You can't let anything or anybody deter you from your map and your plan as far as anything, you, whether it's physically, financially, mentally, relationship-wise, as far as friends and family, you know, that's going pretty well. Everything is good, you know. It really does feel like a long time since I've actually did a podcast. It's crazy. You know, it's been, once the 16th hit, it'll be 8 weeks. But, you know, I want to continue to move as if we never left, we never skipped a beat. The last podcast was focused on vibrations. And not this upcoming podcast on my birthday that we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about that the following week. So I just want to continue the importance of vibrations and how music and different radio frequencies actually affect your body in a positive manner. So we will continue that within 2 weeks. But, you know, I felt today was the day to get back on it, as in the podcast, just to give you guys a update about what's going on in my life and how everything is, you know, it's gone, you know. So your boy is doing all right. His head is up. Staying positive. Make sure that I'm having a positive effect on those around me. And just got to keep moving forward. But I'm not going to let you guys go without giving some type of reflection. We are 8 months in the year, and what I like to do every 6 months or so, just to do a mid-year reflection. Have you guys wrote a plan down for the 6 months, and have you actually exceeded those goals, or have you not met those goals? If you haven't met those goals, what are you going to do to make it? Are you going to adjust? Are you going to quit? Are you going to regroup? You know, think about those things. And feel free to share. You know, you can hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at FlexoMike. And just let me know what, you know, you guys have been going through. Do you think you're on track to with your most successful year ever? Or do you think you are at a standstill? You know, ask those around you. They ask, hey, you know, what do you think my current, you know, stance of life, and you being a peer of mine or a family member of mine, do you think I'm on track? Or was there something I said that I was going to do at January 1 that I'm not doing in August or July or June? And be prepared for constructive criticism. You know, if it's positive, great. If it's negative, great. You bounce back, you adjust, and you continue to move. So always understand, and I was listening to the Ben Baller podcast yesterday. He was saying that you only have one life, and this isn't your practice life. So I would say, if you can, every day, do some type of reflection, whether it's a journal or you just sit back for 5 minutes and say, hey, did I accomplish my goals for today? Do something every day to make sure you stay on track of any goals. Understand that we are in August. We are less than 4 months away from the end of the year. And just make sure, hey, am I going full speed ahead or where am I at? Do I need to sit back and say, okay, let me just adjust real quick and let me just push forward? Or are you quitting? Or if you're going to quit, you know, why are you quitting? You know, what's so tough about what you're going through? Do you need help? Do you need a lending hand? Do you know anybody that you can talk to just keep you motivated, etc.? But just continue to keep going. Just like this podcast, you know, it's been almost 8 weeks since I did a podcast. And I was saying, being busy with working, studying, sometimes you do get distracted from what your main goal was. You know, I can definitely say that for myself, that there's a lot of changes that have been going on with my job. And sometimes just your focus just completely changes because you don't know what's going on. You know, the retention rate may change, and you know, there's a lot of changes within the company that you may or may not be aware of. And sometimes mentally that can, you know, affect you. Also, let's say you are studying for a degree or getting things, anything like that. One turn in your life, whether it be something that has some personal or even with a family member or something like that, it can just completely deter you from your current goal. And it can be really, really hard to bounce back. But if I could say, whenever you do your reflection, just remember the ultimate goal for the year. What is your ultimate goal for the year? For myself, my goal is to eventually be in the security and network side in IT. Another goal is to consistently have orders for FlexUp. Another goal is to travel maybe 2 to 4 more years, I mean 4 more times out of the year, through various places, you know, in the world and in the States. You know, so try your best not to let life deter you from your goal. If your goal is just financial stability, and if you have to just post it on the wall where you can see it every day, you got to do that. If your goal is to get healthy, again, have a colleague or family member just keep you accountable. And you know, life is tough, and sometimes it really does get hard to stay focused. But you know, just focus on the prize. You know, the best way to stay focused is daily reflection and daily work. Daily reflection, daily work. Sometimes it don't seem like it's changing, but believe me, you putting in the work every day, it's going to change. You know, for instance, for my knees, you know, I didn't think my knees would ever get better, but top of the month, I end up start doing leg workouts. You know, it hurt a little bit, but now I'm 3 or 4 weeks in the month, and now my knees aren't hurting as, you know, as they were before. You know, so just stay focused. Stay focused, guys. So that's really what I have to share for you guys today. We'll actually get back on the book segment next week as well. I wanted to do just a few more posts on that, and then we'll check something else out. I'm still trying to figure out what will be the next book. Maybe it'll be maybe a finance book or something about mental state or spirituality. I still got to figure that out. But I do want to continue with the book segments. So thank you again for listening. This is a long road. You know, I feel that this is kind of like a journal per se. You know, you get up and you just do reflection, and wherever you feel that you think is food for the soul, I guess you per se, you can say, and you just share, you know. So thanks again for listening. This is Mike Smith, aka Flex of Mike, and this is Flex Your Thoughts, where we focus on the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. So be on the lookout for the next podcast. This will be the birthday podcast. My birthday is actually on Monday. You might not get it Monday, but you will get it the week of my birthday. So be on the lookout, and it's going to be a good one. Appreciate you guys, and keep your head up. Guys, take care. Peace.